This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This program continues. We'll be on the air during the DJB program 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 500, 1,000 years. What does that sound like? Something at Christmas, right? One of the, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. It sounded like that a little bit. Well, I guess I can be Santa. Hello, ho, ho, ho. It's Monday, the 8th of April, second full week of the fourth month of the year 2019. This is, yes, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. We are all here to do your bidding for you. And to do that, Jennifer starts us off with a bang or a boom.
This was a boom, absolutely. Over the weekend, the president returned home from visiting to the state of California, my home state. He's looking at the border. There was about 2.5 miles of border wall construction he was looking at. And he returned to the White House on Sunday evening, where he invited Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen over. She abruptly resigned as the president seems to be disappointed in her performance at DHS. Now, this has been an embattled relationship for a while. Kirstjen Nielsen seemed to be on thin ice about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago, but the president left her in place with these illegal border crossings going out of control and them not having enough room to retain some of these people that they need to retain. President Trump asked for her resignation at the meeting at the White House on Sunday evening, and he replaced her, at least temporarily, with Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAlenon, I believe, McAlenon. There's a lot of vowels in his name. I always struggle with it. But he'll serve as the acting DHS secretary. In her resignation letter that Mr. Trump tweeted out, he said she'll be leaving her position and would like to thank her for her service. He announced the new appointee, and that was it. So we'll see if there's any positive changes that come with what's going on at the border. It's a really big mess, and Kirstjen Nielsen, I think, had tried to do her very best to try to fix things, but you have Congress not acting, you have Mexico, you're trying to get them to cooperate to handle immigration going in and out of their own country. So we'll see if maybe this new person can do a better job and clean things up there. But I think it's such a multi-tiered problem at this point. I don't know if it necessarily one person's going to be able to fix that.
Is it fixable? The question comes,
I think,
you know,
so.
I spent the last week in Ireland, and one of the things that comes across when you understand what the problem is with the even still the north and the south. Yesterday I was in Belfast, and it was really very interesting to see how it had changed in the 7 years since I've been there. More dairy, Londonderry, where there was a lot of discussion about Bloody Sunday. You may remember what happened back in June. There were a lot of different things that were focused on justice there, and then what happened in 2010 when the British government admitted that whatever happened on that Bloody Sunday when all of the Irish were killed, there was no excuse for it whatsoever. There's a lot of tension still there. It's a border issue. It's religious. It's about the English and the Irish. And the things, what impressed me more about it than anything else, or what I take away from my spending a day and a half talking to people about it that I didn't spend the last time I was there, was very one-sided last time I was there. And this time it was a little one-sided too, but it was the other side. It was the Northerners, the Catholics versus the Protestants. And you think about what penetrates, and all the people that I was with on this trip to Ireland this past week sort of came away with the same feeling, that this is a very simple thing which has become very complicated. And it's complicated by religion, it's complicated by politics, it's complicated by people and their egos. And I wonder, when I look at that and see the size, we walked along the wall that separated the old city from the new city, and you look down over one side, and it's very prosperous and a lot of big homes and businesses, and you look on the other side of the wall, and it's very poor, and there are signs everywhere, we will never forget, we will never forgive, it will never change. Even though there has been a truce and people go back and forth. But that's Londonderry, that's Belfast, and that's America. Is there a fix to this? I'm not sure, and I don't necessarily want to make it personal, whether there's any pleasing Trump on this, whether there's any pleasing certain positions, certain sides. I'm not sure there is. I think it's almost at the point where it's unfixable. And there were a lot of people in Ireland who wanted to talk about what was going on in America. They wanted to talk about Trump, and they wanted to talk about the Democrats and the Irish who were Democrats. One guy said to me, "Are there any Irish Republicans?" And I had to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
For a minute.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there are some Irish Republicans.
There's a lot of them. Hello, you've got one sitting here with you.
you know what I'm saying. Most of the time, people think of the old Democrats, the Kennedys. They think of them, and they think of them still as the sort of the hierarchy of the Democratic Party.
This might be controversial, but I don't think the Kennedys' Democratic Party is Democratic
Doesn't
Party
exist today.
Is today Democratic Party. No way.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
I know a lot of Irish Americans, and 99% of them are Republicans. So
really?
It's completely flipped.
Around here in Massachusetts, Victoria, it's exactly the opposite. I know lots of Irish.
Well, it always was that way in New Jersey, too, but it's totally gone the other way. Yep.
Why? Why do you suppose?
I don't know. I don't know. Money. They have a lot more money, and they care more about tax breaks and things like that. Mm. I mean, that's essentially the biggest difference. It's financial.
Yeah. Well, here in Massachusetts, not. It's very political. Very. The Irish, when I was at the State House, what was it, 2 weeks ago for Farm Day, I was meeting this person and that person, and it was very Irish. Not the names are not as dramatically Irish, like the O'Donnells and the O's this and the O's that. And I found out what, you know, there are, the reason the O was son of, so if you were O'Donnell, you were the son of Donald. And they, a lot of them missed, like this guy, who was the last person I talked to that had a short name? His name, oh, I know, it's the fellow that took us around when we were in Derry Saturday afternoon. We had this fabulous guy named Jerry Lynn, whose father was Jerry O'Lynn, and his father before that, you know, they lose it because he didn't agree with his father's point of view. He lived in the bog in Londonderry, and that's the old side, that's the Catholic side. And he told us the story of what happened on Bloody Sunday. He was fabulous, the way he had command of the information. He was a lot of fun. Anyway, but the message was still the same. There is still serious divide based on religion, and the religion predicates the politics. So I come back again to relate that to our situation here. I don't know that there's much religion involved, although maybe you can argue that there is religion to a certain extent in this, but there certainly is politics, and I don't, what's the fix? I don't know. What I mean, how do you fix
this? The border,
this?
There's a really easy fix. You you shut things down. You allow retentions to go beyond 20 days. You add more judges to the immigration court so that asylum cases can be happening more effectively instead of having them packed in almost a million cases deep. There are lots of things that
Congress
could do.
But that's theory, Jennifer. That's
not necessarily theory, it's also involving Mexico. It's also asking them to control immigration in their country, which they're starting to do, but is it too late? The problem was, the reason that you've seen these border crossings go up, and we talked about this last week, is that when the new Mexican president went in, Obrador, into office, and I think it was in January, he decided he needed to act in a more humanitarian way, so he pulled all the immigration restrictions that Mexico has. Mexico actually has tight immigration laws, and he just pushed them all aside, and they pulled all the security checkpoints off their southern border, and that's why people have been able to walk into this country thousands at a time, and that's not helping
anybody. It's right, Jennifer. I'm saying
there are fixes. If we believe that problems just don't have solutions anymore, then we might as well just
I don't
give up
believe
our
that, but my observation is, and maybe it's because I saw what has happened after decades and decades of there's not a quiet truce. There's a truce, and there's civility, if you will, existence. But when I went into there's a whole building dedicated to the people who died on Bloody Sunday, and the what they call the truth, their side, and they really are adamant about the justice that, and there is a lot of justice that's come out of it, payment from England, and you know, I thought about how bloodthirsty England's been over the years, and I don't know. I'm not discouraged.
You know what killed those
but
people?
But I think it's
politics.
Appropriate to ask. Yeah, of course it is. It's
and
all politics.
And politics is what's going to end up killing us because everybody prioritizes that stuff. So I think maybe the better question is not is there a solve for the solution for the immigration problem? Because I think the answer is yes, there is a solution for that. Will we allow ourselves to solve the problem is probably the better question that goes from not just
That's
our society
question.
To every
yeah.
other society
you
as well.
You agree with that, Victoria? In that tone, in that sense, the question is will we allow ourselves? There is a, yes, I agree. There is a solution to any and all problems. Every problem can be solved. You know the old expression, where there's a will, there's a way. And maybe we just at this moment in our history don't have a will. And maybe the Irish don't either have a will at the moment. So
I don't think that's true. I think that there are a lot of people who are very concerned about how Brexit is going to affect the peace that exists.
The peace, yeah.
They're not just taking a back seat. They're very angry.
There will be a wall. Saturday, Victoria, if this isn't fixed by this weekend, there will be a wall at the border of Northern and Southern Ireland. Whereas now,
I don't think it's
going to
go that far, but I know that's their fear, but I don't know. I think it's probably going to get pushed back into June because we've been, following this all last week, and I think
a lot of people
the EU is probably going to give them an extension.
They don't want to.
No,
they don't
no
want this
it.
Now, but they can't re-vote it. That's the thing. They voted in, so they think they have to fix. They have to, it's kind of like what Pelosi says all the time. Let's vote on it. We'll fix it afterwards.
Well, just last week, they said that there wouldn't be allowed to be a no vote. So when we say, poor Theresa May, it's all dumped on her doorstep. But the parliament said that they couldn't even allow a no vote. Exit.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with people in parliament over there. Jeez.
Question time on the DJV program. Are coffee, wine, smoking, tea stains messing up your smile? The perfect risk-free solution to that is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, will, I guarantee, transform your smile like it has mine and thousands of others in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's all you need. Having a bright white smile is important to you, and if you use Power Swabs just once, you will see and feel the difference. You'll see in your smile more white, and that's what's important. So, amaze yourself. People will be amazed by the results. Don't think twice about this. Call 800-208-1797, the number for Power Swabs. Get that smile back in as little as 5 minutes, then keep using it. Snap it, the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. 800-208-1797. The offer is 50% off using the DJV code. You can only get it by calling 800-208-1797. 1797. Smile with Power Swabs.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Makes me very sad. Mostly because of what the music. I remember actually interviewing this guy, Bill Iles, who was the last, well, not the, he was an original member of the OJs, had passed away at the age of 78 and had cancer. Lived in Oceanside, which is just north of San Diego. He and all of his pals from Canton, Ohio, formed a group called the Mascots back in 1958, and then they were the Triumphs, and they reached, I think it was 1961 they had a song, and then they changed their name to the OJs after getting advice from Eddie OJ, who was a big disc jockey at the time in Cleveland in the 1960s. He really formed, he put the group together and how they worked through the music and that sort of thing. They were, I don't know, when you look back at some of the early songs, he was out of the group in 1965. He was sort of the tour manager in the 70s and was responsible when they released Love Train and Backstabbers, that's what this is. It's just kind of sad because I have tickets to see them. They're coming to Boston pretty soon. And they've always been, when you listen to them and you're aware of how many hits these guys had, and a lot of the inspiration came from Iles, not necessarily as a singer, but as someone who moved his way through the management oftentimes is better than the the inspiration that comes from the group singing. But anyway, he was a church choir guy where a lot of these people came from. And it's just kind of sad. All right, so we think about the music of the OJs in a positive way. Going back to sort of the same era, Harry Belafonte came from that era. And for 30 years, the Jazz Foundation of America has provided financial relief for jazz people in need of help, as well as with employment opportunities and educational outreach all across the country. 17th annual A Great Night in Harlem benefit at the Apollo Theater in Harlem celebrated this Jazz Foundation, the anniversary, but honored two very famous contributors, if you will, Harry Belafonte and Tony Bennett, because they are such strong advocates for musicians and also for civil rights. Danny Glover hosted the event, bringing out Senator Bernie Sanders to help start the night with remarks about Bennett and Belafonte. I will tell you a quick story. I found myself this past week being a name dropper and being embarrassed for it. I sat next to Danny Glover on a trip across the country one day, and we talked about his relationship with Mel Gibson, because Mel Gibson politically is exactly the opposite of Danny Glover. And he said, "We are great friends. We don't talk politics. We understand where we come from." So it's no surprise Danny's very, very liberal that Bernie Sanders was there. I think Tony Bennett is. I think they all are. Actually, I know Harry Belafonte is. But I thought this was kind of an interesting gathering, especially when you consider how active Bennett still is at the age of 92. Harry Belafonte is about the same age, I think, if I remember correctly. So some great remembrances, if you will, of that era, the great night in Harlem. 28 after here on the DJB program.
Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces the resignation of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The president tweeting yesterday that current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAllenan will be stepping in effective Friday. Nielsen served since the end of 2017. Numerous reports say she has not left on her own, but was pressured to do so by President Trump. three predominantly black churches burn in less than 2 weeks near Baton Rouge, and now the FBI is investigating.
We believe that the three fires obviously are not coincidental. They are related.
That's Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning. The most recent of the fires at the Baptist churches was last Thursday. Last night, Keith Urban was crowned the 2019 Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year, and this is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary, 21 years or older, ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Skimming through the world on Monday, the 8th of April. This is the DJV program. Doug with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Victoria is going to take it away now that she has adjusted her tinfoil. She's all set, ready to go. All right, I'm clicking over here for you, Victoria.
Well, a very tragic story that has a lot of people talking right now is, remember the family of the two women who had all the adopted kids and they drove off the cliff?
Yes.
In California?
California, yeah.
That was a year ago already. That was last March, which seems crazy. I know. But they are still looking, authorities have still been investigating this whole case, and now the coroner has confirmed that this was an intentional homicide by these two women of all of these children. They searched the house, and the children's rooms were pretty much bare, and none of the family took their toothbrushes with them, even though they had a two-day trip ahead of them. And the scariest and eeriest part of all of this is that police say that, and of course all eight people were killed in this accident, The police now say that while the car was in motion, Jennifer Hart was driving. She was drunk, and her wife, Sarah, was in the passenger seat Googling things on her phone. Like, and this is from her phone records. Quote, how easily can I overdose on over-the-counter medications? She also Googled, can 500 milligrams of Benadryl kill a 125-pound woman? How long does it take to die from hypothermia while drowning in a car? She also, one of her last searches was for a no-kill dog shelter. And so obviously this was completely planned out. And they had children, six adopted children who ranged in ages from 12 up to 19. And,
wow, I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah, it's so sad. I think the kids were drugged, too.
She was worried about the dogs, but not the kids. Isn't that
right?
Nice?
Yep, I know. This is horrible.
Yeah, it's.
But it does solve a mystery that people have really been wondering about for over a year. Why did this happen?
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the coroner has confirmed that the driver was well intoxicated, well over the legal limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whew. I'm sorry. You know what? I've been over the legal limit in my life, and I've still never wanted to take my family in a car and drive them off a cliff.
She wanted to. I think they said that she did it
to try
to
buffer it.
The thing that it also brings up, because I was reading this article over the weekend, and I think everyone who looked at it was just horrified that two people could agree to do that, and especially, I mean, it's really sad when little kids are killed, obviously, but to kill a 19-year-old, someone who's an adult, all of those kids would have been able to survive on their own if they had to, and for them to decide and make that decision for them to take all of them out was really horrifying to me. But also, they adopted these kids in a different state, and then they moved, and so there were adoption records for these kids throughout five different states, and none of them did anything. Or there's no record that goes from state to state if there's abuse of adopted children. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that needs to change is, like, these parents, they had people called on them multiple times for domestic assault and violence like that, and nothing ever happened.
Yeah, child services was called several times.
Yeah, the kids were still in their possession, and obviously something was drastically wrong with the family. So I don't know. It just seems like there needs to be some kind of database to keep track of that stuff.
It's true.
There's so much you want to pull your hair out about that goes on in the world almost every day. It is troubling.
I just don't understand why you can't off yourself and just leave your family alone. If you're really unhappy, jump off a cliff yourself and don't take your kids with you.
Mm-hmm. And we have some suggestions of cliffs to jump off of, too. Some great ones in Ireland. Really steep. We went to one place where it was just beautiful. And the coast of Ireland is absolutely beautiful.
Did you do the Cliffs of Moher? Because those are the famous ones.
Yeah. And some others that weren't so famous. It was so cold the first 3 or 4 days. It was miserable. The wind was 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. And it was raining. And it was just freezing.
Let me guess, you didn't pack properly, did you?
I did, actually. No, I was quite warm. I had corduroys. I had sweaters.
Where'd you get your jacket?
Jacket. What, the jacket that I was wearing?
The tan jacket.
Yeah, that's a...
did you buy it there?
No. I brought it with me. That was... Why? Did it look like I bought it there?
We were guessing, because it just didn't look like a coat that you would own. It looked like where you got there and it was cold.
Well, I don't wear... I don't spend much time in this... in that sort of weather, so it's hanging in my closet. But before we went, Victoria Jones, who helped put all this stuff together, told me to wear something, bring warm clothes. So that's what I packed for the trip. And three corduroy pants and three or four heavy shirts and three or four sweaters. And I was quite
layers.
Thirsty.
Is definitely layers, and then your top layer has to be waterproof, or else you'll be miserable in Ireland.
No, that was a what was that? That was what's one of the popular makers of London Fog? It was London Fog coat. Thank you for asking.
Nice
Jennifer.
One.
Yeah, thank you. I look
I
like
I had one
fit.
Of those when I was a kid. Yeah.
But it's more telling to see it when I was with the dogs on that farm. That farm, that guy who's an American married to this Irish lady. They own 5,000 acres. This lady inherited it from her grandparents, and they have sheep everywhere. There's sheep, and everybody shares the land. So the only reason the only way they know whose sheep is who is by the color on them. Somebody's got a blue, somebody's red, somebody else has got a green, somebody's got a yellow, and they all are out there grazing together, and they sometimes don't even see the sheep for weeks at a time. They go out, and then at the time, like, they're lambing now, so they bring them all back in. And but the dogs, those dogs that you saw me in the picture with, they were just fabulous. They were the just sweetest, neatest dog. And the guy, is, as I say, the fellow I was with was an American. And I think, actually, I want to have him and his wife on the farm program because they have great inspiration, Victoria. I know, I kept sending these notes back. Okay, let's do this and that. I tried to do most of the stuff that I could live so that you guys could all hear the conversation. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. We were really, for three or four of the days, in the middle of nowhere. Like, really in the middle of nowhere. So anyway, but it was a great trip. Learned a lot, and I'll have some stories. If I the Game of Thrones stuff in Northern Ireland, later on this week, if we can find him, the guy who played Hodor, I didn't even know who, you know, I don't know, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Hodor,
thank you, him too. Karen wanted to make sure I wasn't getting schnookered by the people who were producing the show or by somebody who said they were or they weren't. So there's two guys who play this guy. And you saw the picture of me. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a picture of me with this huge guy who is what they call a stand-in actor. He stands in for all the big guys. And the most person he's stood in for, when he's wearing, when Hodor, what's his name?
Hodor.
Hodor. Okay. So when you don't see his face, it's this guy. When you see his face, it's the other guy who is, I guess, the strongest guy in the world, strongest man in the world, whatever, who plays him.
I've never seen the show, so I have no idea.
Well,
There's a couple different huge guys on the show. The world's strongest man is not Hodor. That's a different character. Hodor's a pretty big guy. I mean, one of his main things that he had to do in the show was carry around the kid on his back just constantly or pull this gigantic wagon with the kid on it. So he had to be pretty strong.
Yeah, pretty big. Anyway, so there's a lot of fun stuff that we'll traverse over the course of this next week or so. Today is International Feng Shui Day. Awareness.
Feng Shui.
I've always said Feng Shui.
Hodor practices Feng Shui, too.
Yeah.
Feng Shui. I practice it, so whether I know how to pronounce it or not, I do practice it. It's the art of putting things, positioning things, if you will, in your home or in your office, objects that are supposed to be. I remember when I put my office together, I had somebody who was a feng shui expert come, whether I can pronounce it or not, and she said, this is the way to do your studio, this is the way to do the office, this is the way to do your bedroom. The word feng means wind, and shui means water. Chinese associate wind and water with good health. Feng Shui deals with energy flow and balance. You want me to pronounce it a different way?
We got half of it right.
Yeah, we did.
We got the shui. We need the feng.
Feng Shui. A lot of people set up their homes using this technique so that everything is aligned. When you walk through the front door, it's important, you know, that you have that right feel. And that's what Feng Shui is all about. How do you like that?
There you go.
Got it. All right, so what do we have, Jennifer, in terms of television news? I suppose I was thinking about tying in the Game of Thrones stuff. They have filmed the last, I think there's only 6 episodes. Am I right, Kara? I think that's what this fellow told us. They just finished the last 6 episodes. They do it all. The studio is in Belfast where they do the internal shots. It's right behind where the Titanic was built, right behind the shipyard where you can go, and there's a big exhibit for the Titanic on the site of that, of the place where the Titanic was built. And then just behind it is this huge warehouse-looking building, and that's where they produce the internal scenes in Game of Thrones. And then they go out to the area that's about 40, 50 miles away from there to do the outside scenes. And the fellow who was the actor said some of the, you know, it has been very difficult because the weather has been bad, and it's, you know, they are all cold when they're doing this stuff. They're doing it in places that just are cold and miserable, apparently. So anyway, I'm going to sound like an expert in Game of Thrones, and I'm really not. I'm leaning on Kara to help me whenever
I'm not sure if we're fooling anyone into thinking you're an expert.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't worry, you're not in danger of being labeled an expert.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, thanks very much. Jen, what do we have television news-wise and otherwise?
Well, probably the big story for sports fans tonight is the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
It wraps still playing
up.
Is it all over tonight?
Final two tonight.
Is it?
Yep, Gary, so you can check that out.
Gary usually knows what's going on with the...
Texas Tech and Virginia. I haven't been watching it, but
are they surprised?
I was forced into watching it. I was bummed that Auburn lost by 1 point. That was just a terrible
loss
for them.
So who does Lewis, who's a real sports expert, your husband, what does he think? Who's going to win?
I actually don't know. I haven't asked him. His brackets were blown way early, like everybody else. It'll be a miracle if somebody has all these brackets, because there have been so many upsets, and I just don't think anyone has.
So does that make it more interesting? Does it make for more intrigue? Does it make for more people watching because everything has changed?
Instead of predictability, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
70% of people who had Duke winning. So Duke lost earlier on. So it's kind of nice that the whole thing was blown up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's on CBS tonight, so you can check that out. And then you've got, of course, this is the one that I think we'll be getting attention to for sports entertainment fans. You've got a brand new Monday Night Raw tonight for WWE. That's big and important because WrestleMania was yesterday. So this will be the big follow-up show on USA. That'll start at 8 o'clock on the network, so you can catch a new American Idol. They're doing
Wait a minute, can we go back to that for a second?
Yeah.
So Stephanie McMahon says that she wants to bring Rob Gronkowski into the WWE.
Be amazing. Yeah, that means she will. They wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't going to happen.
All right, but so he's not going to play? I thought he said he'd go back to the Patriots if Tom Brady called him up and said, we need you to play.
He did, but he's retired until that phone call gets placed by Tom Brady.
Oh, so he hasn't been called yet. Yeah.
Right.
I think Tom Brady has wished him well, and he's on his way. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
He already sold his condo in Boston. He's ready to move to L.A.
All right. All right, so anyway, Stephanie
American
McMahon
Idol,
says, there we go.
All-Star
right, yes,
duets, yep, ABC, 8 o'clock, that's good, followed by a new episode of The Fix. CW has a new episode of DC Legends of Tomorrow, that's at 8 o'clock. The Voice is new on NBC tonight, that's at 8 o'clock. And that's about it for the networks. Everything else is in reruns. I would say my other big pick, you know what, I would like to do House Hunters. How about that? Is new tonight on HGTV at 8 o'clock. That's a cute show.
All right, so why are there so many reruns? What's the story with that?
Because you've got NCAA. A lot of networks don't want to burn a new show against that. So,
all right. So that's why it's tonight, but back tomorrow. I watched.
For sure.
Yeah, on the plane, actually going over. I watched a concert, a Van Morrison concert in Ireland. That was just fabulous for people who are Van Morrison fans. You can find all kinds of stuff when you're if you're not like American and try to take all of the entertainment devices out of the planes, you actually find some good stuff. On the way back, I binged on Blindspot, which is a show that comes on before, on Friday, comes on before the Spader show, Blacklist. It's a very good show. I never have seen it before. I watched like 8 episodes.
It was really good at the beginning. The first season was really good.
Yeah. If you lack the energy to tackle everyday tasks and problems, if you're struggling to get back into shape, would you like to see an increase in your drive, see an increase in your performance? Here's the solution. As you get older, one thing that you learn is it gets harder to stay in shape. Keeping up with your daily routine, it can be difficult. It is, I don't know, but I don't know that I think that it's impossible, but it's difficult, and it's nice to have some help. And you can get that help thanks to NuGenix. NuGenix. Thanks to that, you will feel better than ever, whether it's not being able to focus at work, feeling exhausted in the gym, or just not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. It's a high level of testosterone that plays an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. Get it now. If you want to get NuGenix, just text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, everyone. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk time at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Thanks for being here. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who keeps up with all of this material. And so today we lead off with the... this is part of a lot of television shows. Who scams who gets into whose... I was worried that I had been hacked while I was on this trip. And it happened that I got an update, and I, for whatever the reason, there were a couple of really good people, technology being what it is, the younger you are, the more you know. So we had a couple of those people on this trip, Victoria, and they figured out that I was just having an update. Mm-hmm. And so it worked out, but you can get scammed, man. So what's the story on these two students?
Well, these are two Chinese engineering students in Oregon, and they scammed Apple out of hundreds of thousands of dollars in iPhone replacements. Now they're both busted, and they're facing criminal charges in federal court. Authorities say that the two students pulled off a very convoluted scheme by using counterfeit iPhones and then basically exploiting Apple's return policy, which is very generous. And they started this back in 2017. They smuggled thousands of counterfeit iPhones into the U.S. from China. Then they sent them into Apple for repair or replacement, claiming that the phones wouldn't power on. So in basically almost all of these cases, Apple replaced the counterfeit goods with real iPhones. And here's the thing. This cost Apple $895,000. That's how much profit these kids made off of Apple. And so, Yang Yang Zhu, who is has just completed his engineering degree at Oregon State University, he was responsible for getting the counterfeit shipments into the U.S. and then for sending the real iPhones back to China where he sold them. And then his accomplice, who shared an address with him, would he would bring the counterfeit phones to Apple either at the Genius Bar, or he would send them in online. And then Apple, basically because they couldn't turn the phones on, and that was by design, Apple apparently was unable to verify the serial numbers, which all of this seems very suspicious to me. I don't know how you could walk into an iPhone store and have someone at the Genius Bar not know that it's a counterfeit phone, but that's what happened.
The geniuses.
Well, yeah, I guess how do you not even just look up the serial number on the back of the phone? But apparently that's not what happened, and Apple doesn't require a proof of purchase to replace the phones because they figured if you have an iPhone, it's an iPhone, and we know it's ours, and that's what happened. So almost $900,000 later, Apple is regretting their very generous return policy, and unfortunately for the rest of us, we may end up seeing a change in that policy because of this, you know, huge scam that Apple has been subjected to.
So who, Apple got it, but did the Chinese get it as well, or was this just strictly to, other than benefiting these two Chinese students, did anybody in China benefit from this?
Well, they got to buy, well, they basically took the real phones that Apple gave them, and then they just sold them. So people bought them for cheap over in China, and then one of the kids' mothers would handle all the wiring of the money and send it back to the kids in the U.S. Right. So
maybe we should ban Chinese students in our country.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is, how about we crack down on China producing all these counterfeit phones? Because that's where this all really stems from.
All right. The Apple and Netflix connection, are they going to, well, they're battling it out, actually. And the question is, who has the best streaming service this year? We'll find out now.
The Geek Out.
There is a battle brewing between the giants Apple and Netflix. Apple's recent announcement of their own TV streaming service is a direct competitor to Netflix now. Last year, Netflix removed the ability to subscribe to their service via iTunes, which saved them the 15% fee Apple was charging them. And analysts suggest because Netflix was the highest grossing app in the store, that is now costing Apple $300 million a year. And this week, Netflix users found out the ability to use AirPlay has been removed from their apps, and it's not clear if it's a bug or something done on purpose. Keep your eye out on the grudge match growing between Netflix and Apple.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to this. Google Maps borrowing another of Waze's best features. What's that?
Yep, being able to report incidents on the road in real time, like traffic jams or accidents as they happen, that's a staple of the Waze app, which is one of the reasons people love it so much. Now Google Maps is going to take that, and they're going to add that feature for Android users right away. For iOS users, iPhone users, they'll be getting that feature as well sometime soon, and once it arrives, Google Maps will become a lot more useful.
All right, that's the story. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Steffen here on the Tech Talk at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.